Welcome, 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 welcome back to Unveiled by Grace. This is your man of God, David Abraham. How are you guys doing on today? Today's Friday. Today is Friday. Today is just going to be just us talking, speaking, sharing, I just wanted to come talk to y'all today. There's no specific topic. Today is just us flowing. You guys, me, and the Holy Spirit. That's it. Hallelujah. Just us. So, I really want to speak about just how far I've come, there's a scripture that I want to read, I have to, and it's Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 9, and this is the NIV. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And this particular verses, it teaches us that salvation is a gift from God, received through faith. Now, I have to start from the beginning. In the beginning. Hallelujah. For me, there was so many things that I wanted to be and do. When you're young, you're a kid, you're full of you're full of just imaginations of just, being an astronaut, being, whatever that was for you, whatever that was for you. And, life be lifing. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. Count it all joy, right? But we get to a place where after we've ran from the Lord and we doing things the way we want to do them, we get to a place where our pain, our trauma, our disappointments, hallelujah. Oh, but a man named Jesus, hallelujah. But we get to a place where those things become what we are dressed in. Oh, follow me. Follow me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus. You know, I used to use alcohol, sex, so many things that wasn't him, right? So I just became, ooh, Jesus. That's why I pray, you know, and I'm so grateful for, you know, my wife. I have been a very difficult man to be with, you know. Very difficult. Now, I'm not here to, this is no pity party, please stop it, cut it out. I used to love plenty parties back in the day, but that was not one of them. You never catch me at a pity party. But I was, you know, I was lost, confused. I knew there was a greater calling on my life. There was a mandate. There was. I knew it very young. You know, but my heart was so big and pure, and it still is. You know, I just had to let the Lord in to heal. To scrape off some of those stones. But hallelujah. My heart was huge, and I trusted, you know, easily. I was always wanting to please people, and you know, we all want to be accepted, right? Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. But I was just lost and confused and, you know, hurt and abandoned, you know. And this is why it's so important. It's very important, especially if you have children. Especially if you have children or if you plan to have kids. Hallelujah. A lot of us who are listening, we already have kids, you know. I have three. I got a 12-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 3-year-old. Two girls, one boy. Nathan is the youngest. He's the boy. He's the baby. My oldest daughter, Mira, and Imani, you know, girls are, oh, Lord, help me. I ask for grace, patience, Lord, please help me. Seriously, y'all pray for me. You know, but there's especially when there's a mandate, a calling on your life. When Father God chose and highlights you for a very specific that He's called you for, you know, there's going to be a ton of things that is going to try to get you to give it up. And this is why when I used to hear don't give up, don't give up. It wasn't necessary. Don't give up your birthright. Don't give up your destiny. Don't give up. Don't give up who God called you to be. He called you by name. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Don't give up. Don't lie down. Don't allow what happened to you, what was spoken over you, what was done to you, that tried to kill, steal, and destroy your peace, your joy. The love. Oh, yeah, we're going here. It's supposed to be Friday. What am I doing? I know. And I promise I'm not trying to bring a cloud. Only the glory cloud. Hallelujah. But a cloud of witnesses. These are the only clouds our Father is bringing. Hallelujah. For us. Because He favors us. We're His favorite. If you're listening to this, you're His favorite. And favor isn't fair. Depending on who you ask. Hallelujah. But don't give it up. Don't give it up. Don't give it up. You know, but I was there. You know, I was in a place, man. I you know, where alcohol was just it was my medicine. It was my everything. You know, I literally. She was my mistress. Seriously, I was there, you know. And the Lord delivered me. The Lord delivered me. He delivered me. He delivered me. He delivered me. You know, the pain became so... You know how, you know... You could be dressed a certain way, right? Hallelujah. What do I mean by that? Hallelujah. Hold on, because I want to make sure that I'm in the jurisdiction of the Word of God. So give me a moment, because I never want to create confusion. That is from the other camp. Hallelujah. You can be dressed a certain way. You can be dressed a certain way. You could put on shame. Oh, my Jesus. Oh, Lord. Ooh, Jesus. Isaiah 61:10. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for He has clothed me with garments of salvation and has arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness. Why do the Bible specifically speaks of being clothed? Hallelujah. So if the Lord clothes us in garments of salvation and righteousness, you think that you can't be clothed the other way? We put on the robe of righteousness. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. But I was clothed in all the bad things that happened to me, right? You know, we get in our feelings, right? Come on, man, let's speak about it. You know, we can say women are, you know, emotional and those things, and don't get me wrong. But to be clothed in rejection, abandonment. Hallelujah. Let's talk about it. See, I think we see emotions when we look at it as, oh, you know, I'm angry or sad, or, you know, that's elementary. But you can be spiritually in bondage. Oh, Jesus. But who the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you that you can be set free. I'm here to tell you that it could all change in a day, in a minute, in a second. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Oh, bless them, Lord. Bless them, bless them. Hallelujah. In a second. Oh. So I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that if you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in your life as your Lord and Savior, do it now. Do it now. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Do it now. Because in just a moment, in just a second, he will take on your burdens. Right? Hallelujah. Let's do it right now. Let's do it now. Dear Heavenly Father, I acknowledge this is for the listener here who's hearing my voice. Say, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and have fallen short of your glory. I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son and that he died for my sins, and that you raised him from the dead. I repent of my sins and turn to you seeking your forgiveness. I accept your grace and ask you to come into my life as my Lord and Savior. Help me to follow you and live for you every day. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the gift of salvation. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray this prayer with sincerity and watch the transformative experience of faith and salvation. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. You are no longer an orphan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, and understand, it's a process. Don't ever allow the enemy to deceive you, to make you think. to make you think. Here we go. It's a battle of the mind. That's why he wants your soul. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. Come on now. Don't let the enemy make you think that you're not worthy, that you're doing it wrong. All you have to do is seek him sincerely in your heart. Seek the Lord. Get in his word. Pray. You don't know how to pray. It's a conversation. And in a conversation, what do? You speak to someone. You listen. Come on now. And of course, you know, seek wise counsel. Seek godly counsel. It's not hard. And that's the beautiful thing about social media. You know, if you can't, or if you, you know, it's a process, you know. But if you're not available to just, or ready to go into the church and find a church community, he will send. But for the most part, I understand that process, right? You know, it's especially when you're new. You know, you're new and you've just recently accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, and you're turning away that process. See, it's a daily hallelujah. You know. But you know, you can find a community online. There's some great communities, man. I've been a part of a great community of just believers. There's no judgment, there's no condemnation. We are literally there to support and help, and reach out to me, you know, reach out to me on social media. You know, I'll definitely reach out and send you to people if it's not me. You know, I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I understand. But I'll definitely point you to Jesus and get you to the fellowship and discipleship and the community that believes in Jesus Christ. He is our Lord. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Thank you, Father. So, yes, you can reach out to me, guys. On Facebook, David Abraham. Instagram, Unveiled by Grace. Just lock in. That's my time, man. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. This has been, you know, I wanted to do a little different today, you know. didn't necessarily want to teach. I just wanted to just speak about the Lord Jesus on a more intimate and personal, like my day to day, who he is and what he's done for me. You know, that testimony, that experience, it helps edify, it helps encourage you. It's, and so many have done it for me all the time. I mean, you know, we that's what it's about, you know. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, it's not about, yes, we honor honor is due, the men and women of God, the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, you know, but we are all part of the body of Christ, and there's never a point where you should feel like you can't speak to your brother or your sister, you know, for encouragement, you know. Nah, not over here at least. I am constantly yielded and surrendered to the Holy Spirit. The word of God is life. And yes, and don't ever, you know, feel like you need to figure it out on your own, or it's too, no. That is a trick of the enemy. And we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But I gotta go. I gotta go, guys. I gotta go. It's Friday. I hope you guys have a great weekend, a blessed weekend, and let me pray us out. Oh. There are some things in the works. There are some things in the works. There's some things that, you know, the Lord has given me to do. So there's going to be some things released very, very soon that you guys can do and use to support the ministry. And so I don't want to speak too much right now. It's because it's still under construction and things, you know, getting the website built and things of that nature. So be on the lookout. Be on the lookout. Be on watch. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you recognizing that we are a sinner. We are a sinner, and that we have fallen short of your glory. Your word reminds us in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and all, Your word reminds us in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and we acknowledge our need for your forgiveness. We believe with all our heart that Jesus Christ is your Son. We confess that he died for our sins and was raised from the dead. We commit to declaring him as our Lord. We repent of our sins and turn to you. We seek your mercy and grace, trusting that you will wipe away our sins and refresh our spirit. Lord, we invite you. We invite you to come into our life and be our Savior. Revelation 3:20 assures us that if we open the door, you will come in. So we open our heart to you now. Thank you, Father God, for the gift of salvation, and help us to follow you each day. We are grateful for your love and grace. Father God, thank you for all those that are tuned in, that are listening. Bless them. May your peace, your joy be a wonderful fruit basket that will nourish them and fulfill them in levels that only you. No eyes have seen, no ears have heard. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We thank you. And we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Y'all have a blessed, blessed day. Have a great weekend. A great weekend. I will speak to you guys. Maybe tomorrow. We'll see. But very, very soon. Have a blessed day. Know that I love you. But Jesus loves you so much more. This is Unveiled by Grace. I am your man of God, David Abraham. Shalom.